Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Persuasion, a revolutionary way to influence and persuade. When it comes to being influential and persuasive, we may think of manipulating the attitudes and decisions of our audience through communication and negotiations. We may believe that we can do this by polishing our proposals or using a specific communication strategy. However, we should also consider the following question: are there other powerful approaches for persuasion aside from the common ones that we already know? The answer is yes. The author of the book Persuasion, Robert Cialdini, once knew a superstar salesperson named Jim. Jim worked for a company making heat-activated fire alarm systems. He had a distinctive trick that helped him outperform his colleagues. Jim never brought the product documents into the house of customers. Instead, when it was time to demonstrate how the alarm system worked, Jim would slap his head and say, "Oh, I forgot some really important information in my car." Afterward, he would ask for the door key so that he could take the documents back and open the door without wasting the customer's time. Over time, Cialdini noticed that Jim's forgetfulness was not an accident. He was curious and asked Jim about it. Jim said, "Think of it this way, who do you let walk in and out of your house on their own? Only somebody you trust, right?" In other words, Jim tricked the customers into associating him with a sense of trust before he had actually demonstrated the product. This trick made Jim stand out among his colleagues. And this is what the book Persuasion wants us to know. The most effective way to persuade our audience is to trigger their receptiveness before they encounter our message. In other words, we can influence our audience before getting to our main point, and this is done by carefully crafting what we say and what we do. This is termed persuasion by Cialdini. Most often, it is not the most accurate or useful counsel that determines a person's choice, it is the factors that draw attention at the moment of the decision. Warren Buffett recommended this book in Berkshire Hathaway's 2017 annual shareholder meeting. The author of this book, Robert Cialdini, is globally renowned as the godfather of influence. He is a famous American social psychologist and a world-renowned prominent expert on persuasion. Cialdini received his doctorate degree at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. After his postdoctoral research at Columbia University, Cialdini obtained a professorship at Arizona State University. During his time there, he has conducted teaching and research on social psychology for many years. Cialdini is now the region's professor emeritus of psychology and marketing at Arizona State University. He has devoted his career to research on the psychology of influence and earned an international reputation in the areas of persuasion, compliance, and negotiation. In addition to this bookie, we have also summarized another book of Cialdini's influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. This particular book, titled Influence, sold more than 3 million copies globally. Cialdini claimed 6 psychological universals of persuasion in that book, including reciprocation, liking, social proof, authority, scarcity, and consistency. The book Influence was written to inform customers on how to resist undue or unwelcome influence. Later on, however, Cialdini found that people were more interested in effectively influencing and persuading others, rather than resisting these persuasive maneuvers. In response to this, he wrote a second book, Persuasion, A Revolutionary Way to Influence and Persuade, which we will explore further in this bookie. We will interpret persuasion in 3 parts. Part 1, the front-loading of attention. Part 2, the role of association. Part 3, the optimization of persuasion. For a long time, views on influence have been dominated by the mainstream scientific models. These models suggest that if you want to alter people's behaviors, you must change their beliefs, attitudes, or experiences. However, Cialdini points out that this might not be the case. In his opinion, one is able to persuade a person if we can change what's prominent in that person's mind at the moment of decision. This idea brings us to our first section for today, the front-loading of attention. Essentially, channeled attention leads to what Cialdini calls persuasion, which means to elevate the receptiveness of our audience before engaging in formal communication. Attention is crucial for two reasons. First, attentional focus is associated with importance. In other words, we will consider something more important than before as soon as our attention turns towards it, regardless of whether it is an idea, a person, or an issue. Many of us have felt amazed by the accuracy of palm reading or horoscopes. Exactly, we've exclaimed, this is exactly me. Does that mean that paranormal belief systems like horoscopes can decipher our personality, past, and future? Of course not. We're likely to agree with the predictions of our horoscope or palm readers, not only because the characteristics described by them are very general, but also because they direct our train of thought by drawing our attention. For example, if someone proclaimed that you were stubborn, you would search your memory for examples of when you had behaved stubbornly. After you remembered one or two occurrences, you would admit that this person had a point. Similarly, if someone labeled you as flexible, you would identify some moments in your life where you had accepted change. It was not our traits that were predicted, it was our attention that was focused on finding our instances of being stubborn or flexible. Cialdini introduces the concept of privileged moments to describe the moments that our attention is redirected. Privileged moments are critical for persuasion as such moments open a window for temporary receptiveness. One might want to ask why privileged moments create temporary receptiveness. Psychologically, our attention is able to focus on only one thing at a time. As a result, if we pay attention to a certain area, we are very likely to overstate its importance. In 2002, Cialdini witnessed the festivities commemorating the 50th anniversary of Elizabeth II's accession to the throne of England in central London. In addition to the extraordinary celebration, Cialdini was deeply impressed by one report. A young woman's cell phone began to ring and did not stop when she met the Queen. At this embarrassing moment, the Queen leaned forward and advised, "You should answer that, dear, it might be someone important." In other words, the unknown caller on the other end of the line drew the attention and appeared to be more important during the ceremony than the Queen herself. Apart from elevating the level of importance, our attentional focus is usually accompanied by a reason. That being said, we are very likely to consider our attentional focus as a cause. This phenomenon is the second reason that channeled attention helps to promote persuasion. Dr. Shelley Taylor, a social psychologist at the University of California in Los Angeles, conducted a series of experiments to confirm this point. She instructed some observers to watch and listen to the conversations between two parties. The observers were asked to judge which party was more influential. Of course, the conversations had been carefully scripted, so that neither party dominated the conversation. The only difference between the observers was that some observers were positioned to see the face of one party over the shoulder of the other, while the other observers saw both parties equally from the side. The outcome was always the same: whomever's face was more visible was judged to be more influential. This result revealed an interesting phenomenon: what we see determines who we consider to be the dominant party. In other words, we tend to assign a special initial weight to our focal elements, viewing them as the answer to our questions. So, since attention is essential for persuasion, are there any particular things that automatically draw one's attention? The answer is yes. Cialdini reveals that some information naturally invites attention without requiring any special effort from communicators. He gives us three natural commanders of attention, which he calls the attractors. They are the sexual, the threatening, and the orienting response. It is not a secret that prominent sexual stimuli can attract human attention away from other tasks. This effect makes sexual stimuli a widely used attractor in movies and novels. The research of behavioral scientists also proves that it is easy to associate sex with something and utilize such association to direct people's behavior. Researchers did a study in France. They arranged for an attractive 19-year-old woman to approach middle-aged men walking alone. The woman claimed that four young thieves had stolen her mobile phone. She asked the men to help her get the phone back. In one sample, only 20% of the men took up the cause. But in another sample, almost twice as many agreed to help. What made the two samples different? The braver men in the second sample had been approached by another young woman before, asking for directions to Valentine Street. This question led the men to think of Valentine's Day. It was this sexual connotation that made the men brave enough to assist the woman regardless of the risks. In contrast, the group of the less brave men were first asked for directions to Martin Street. The second attractor of attention is the use of threatening. Most people are afraid of seeing gory scenes in horror movies or gruesome photos from automobile accidents. Despite this, they could not stop themselves from looking at them again and again. In reality, the more shocking scenes are the most attention-grabbing, creating a more horrifying effect. For example, over a dozen countries have printed scary photos and warnings on cigarette packages, such as "Lighting up will bring you down." The effects are twofold. Not only were non-smokers persuaded to stay away from cigarettes, but also many smokers became determined to quit. The third attractor is orienting response. Pavlov's dogs is a well-known psychological instance of this. The great Russian scientist Ivan Pavlov rang a bell every time before feeding his dogs. After a while, his dogs were drooling whenever they heard the bell sound with or without the food. This effect is known as classical conditioning. However, this is not the full story. Pavlov's experiment failed on numerous occasions when he wanted to demonstrate his research to visitors. In these demonstrations, the dogs did not react to the bell when new visitors were observing. Why? It was because the dogs were in a new space with new people, which subsequently became novel stimuli distracting the attention of the dogs from the bell. This phenomenon is known as orienting response. To put it simply, when we are suddenly exposed to a new stimulus, our attention will immediately concentrate on it. Think of media outlets pursuing unique content. They use something original or surprising as stimuli to grab our attention. Similarly, attention which is drawn to a specific stimuli brings advantages when persuading someone. Now, the question becomes, how do we hold on to others' attention after we have it? Cialdini introduces three magnetizers of attention. These magnetizers refer to specific kinds of information that lock attention in place. The first magnetizer of attention is information that is self-relevant. We are naturally more concerned about things which are relevant to ourselves. This character is excessively utilized in advertising copy which is programmed to attract our attention. For example, imagine the following advertising copy for an Under Armour antiperspirant. After all these years, people might have accepted that antiperspirants just aren't gonna get any better. They might even have accepted the ugly stains on clothes from hot days doing hard work. But now they won't have to anymore. To make the ad more attractive, a superior advertising copywriter would replace the words "people" and "they" with "you." This enhances the relevance of the word to the audience. According to the results of a study at Ohio State University, such a minor change will improve the audience's attitude towards the product. The second magnetizer of attention is the unfinished. This magnetizer is closely related to a psychological phenomenon known as the Zagarnik effect. Psychologist Bluma Zagarnik used to regularly meet with her colleagues in a local beer garden restaurant. She noticed a talented waiter who was able to perfectly remember and deliver the correct orders without any written record. Zagarnik wanted to test his limits. She covered the plates of her colleagues and asked the waiter to recall who had ordered what. Surprisingly this time, the waiter could not remember or even make an educated guess. Why? Zagarnik's research revealed the reason: the waiter was more focused on remembering everyone's selection before the orders were filled. In other words, we pay more attention to uncompleted tasks. Therefore, a good approach for holding attention is to leave something uncovered to trigger the interest of your audience. The third magnetizer of attention is the mysterious. For example, it is challenging for university lecturers to keep all of their students focused for 45 minutes. Yet, Cialdini has found an effective way to capture the attention of students. Cialdini would post a puzzle or tell a mystery story at the beginning of his class and reveal the solution or the ending before the end of the class. Mysteries require explanations, so the students are more engaged and focused on the class, making the lecture more beneficial. That wraps up the first part of this bookie, the front-loading of attention. Now let's summarize what we have learned. Channeled attention leads to persuasion. The reason is twofold. First, attentional focus elevates importance. Second, attentional focus is related to the sense of causality. We have also introduced three attractors of attention: the sexual, the threatening, and the orienting response. Finally, there exist three magnetizers to hold the audience's attention: the self-relevant, the unfinished, and the mysterious. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.